Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is Steve Hamilton, and this show we're going to discuss SQL Server 2008 Database Engine Tuning Advisor. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question and comment box found below. Okay, let's get started. We are going to take a look at today's radio show of the DTA. The DTA is the SQL Server Database Tuning Advisor. This is a utility that's actually been around for quite some time. The advantage of DTA is it enables you to go out and take a look at specific SQL queries or specific database queries, and SQL Server 2008 will look at the query and then provide advice on that specific query as far as what we need to do and how to improve performance for that specific query. Now, DTA can be ran against all databases within your SQL Server instance. It can be ran against just a handful of databases within your SQL Server instance, as well as just a handful of tables within a given database within your SQL Server instance. Now, the one thing that you have to understand when we're dealing with SQL Server 2008 Database Tuning Advisor is that this is an advisor on overall database performance. It's not a monitor. I mean, if we're going to be using a monitor, we're going to be using something like Performance Studio, Activity Monitor, or System Monitor. DTA, which is DTA for short, and this has been around since version 2005, investigates or looks at what is called the PDS. The PDS within SQL Server 2008 is defined as the physical design structure. Now, effectively, this is going to be a subcomponent of the SQL Server Management Studio. You're going to go into SSMS and you're going to go under Tools and select Database Engine Tuning Advisor. Once you do that, you'll be prompted for the specific databases that you want to have advice on. And then you can cherry pick which databases that you want. And then from there, you can select which specific tables within a given database that you want to perform advice on as well. Now, when you run the advisor, it's going to look again at what's referred to as the PDS, the physical design structure. And it's going to look at indexes, indexes and views, clustered indexes, and non-clustered indexes. It will also include what's called filtered indexes, and a filtered index is brand new in SQL Server 2008. A filtered index is effectively an index with a where clause. So we have all of these different index-related options within tuning the SQL Server database. But not only do we have index structure, we also have partitioning structure as well. And then we can also tell it to either keep or disregard the current PDS. And I will tell you from practical experience, my preference is to tell it to disregard the current PDS. You can run it both ways. If your system is really running poorly, I like to have it to kind of go a chips all in type of thing. I want to get all of the advice that I possibly can, and even disregard the current structure, because sometimes I find that on these tools, if they look at the existing structure, they kind of disregard other things and they don't think out of the box. So when you go into DTA, you can tell it, hey, do I want to keep the existing PDS or do I want to look at a new PDS? And then we can also tell it to look at partitioning strategy. We can look at different types of partitioning. We can tell it we want it to give us a full partitioning or aligned partitioning. And then what happens is that we'll run the utility, and then it will come back and it will tell us, based off of the tables within the specific database, based off of the recommendations that you gave us or what you want us to look for, you know, you wanted specific advice with partitioning as well as indexing, this is what we're going to come up with. And I will tell you that DTA is a good tool. I've used it. I've used its advice. The advantage of any of these advisor tools is that it kind of takes the guesswork out from a DBA. You know, for years and years and years, DBAs would look at a query and they'd say, you know, I'm going to look at, evaluate this query, and I think that we need to generate an index on this query. And so then they go out, they generate an index on the query, and nothing happens. It might even run worse. So with the introduction of some of these utilities, DTA, we'll be able to take a query and it will look at the query or look at the table and says, you know what, if you create an index on this, you'll get better performance. And that way you've got something to back you up. So these tuning advisors are good, and I do recommend that you utilize them. Then you can also have the ability to go to what's called advanced options within DTA. And when you go to these advanced options within DTA, you can limit certain things. Like, for example, you can limit the maximum columns per an index. So remember, within SQL Server 2008, we have our clustered indexes, our non-clustered indexes, and we also have what's called covering indexes. And a covering index is an index that includes all the column in that specific select list. So what we have here is that we can create this covering index. We can get advice on that. But we can also limit the number of columns that we want to have in a specific index. We can specify online or offline index recommendations. We can generate online recommendations, and we can generate only online recommendations when possible. So what this gives us the advice, the capabilities to do is, you know, I can generate this index for you to rebuild or reorganize. Now, the one thing that I will tell you on DTA, these are all advisors. So an advisor is exactly that. It provides advice. It doesn't tell you you have to accept the advice, just like life. You know, somebody's going to offer you advice. You can either accept it or not accept it. So my suggestion on DTA is run DTA for the areas that you're having problems with. And then if you think the advice is worthwhile, apply it to your test environment first. I mean, I cannot tell you the number of times that I've looked at an advisor or I've tried to do something and I've done it in the production environment and then it all goes south. So any of these advisors, make sure that you apply them in a test environment first. And make sure that they don't break anything in the test environment. The downside of applying them in a test environment first, though, is that sometimes workload and performance is not the same on test as what we would like to see on a production system, because quite frankly, production systems just have a higher workload than test environments do. But nonetheless, we're going to run DTA from our production environment, and then it's going to give us advice on that production environment. And then I recommend that you take their advice and apply it to your test environment just to see if you get better performance and to make sure that it actually doesn't break anything. So that is going to be the best practice within DTA, is get the recommendations and apply them on a test environment. The other thing that you can do within DTA is that you can schedule DTA to run now, and you can also limit its tuning time. So we may want to schedule DTA to run at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but only run until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So we're going to limit the overall amount of time that it's going to take to tune. You're also, just best practice is that you're going to tune your systems when they're active. You're not going to tune your system at 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, you might if you have a production related problem with batch loading or something along those lines, but quite frankly, you want to limit the tuning to the point in time where the tuning is where the application is active. So when your system is being utilized or taxed at 9 o'clock in the morning, your tuning is going to occur from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., something along those lines. So DTA is a wonderful tool within the SQL Server tuning framework. DTA is also will only provide me advice on PDS, which is the physical design structure. So what we'll do is we'll log onto a specific database, we'll identify specific databases within that instance, and then we will pick specific tables within that database, within that instance, to provide advice on. And then it'll come back and it will tell me to either modify the PDS or not modify the PDS. It'll give me recommendations on indexes, indexes and views, clustered indexes, as well as non-clustered indexes. It'll also provide me advice on partitioning, as well as no partitioning. That's pretty much it for the DTA tool. I hope you've enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box below. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio exclusively or archive for Steve Hamilton. If there's a show you'd like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com.